So it's October 5, and I'm sitting with Cecilia Moditz and the chief scientists of the Kon-Tiki 2 expedition. We have some drawings on the table here, trying to figure out where to put the scientific equipment, how much power they use, etc. Could you say something about the complexity of this operation, Cecilia?
I'd like to say it's simple and this will be easy, but it is, in a way, we've been lucky. It is complex because we've been lucky. People have been very supportive of our expedition. They all see the genuine advantages of such a raft that's sailing slowly through the water. So we have sensors to monitor the whole ecosystem, really, from the smallest phytoplanktons up to the filming marine life on the sea bottom. We also have old and proven equipment, and we have new and experimental equipment. We do microplastic in ways one couldn't dream of just 3 years ago. Normally you would sit with microscopes and pick the pieces apart and sort them thereafter. We got really, really nice equipment. But then we have a raft with solar power and limited amount of people and limited amount of space, and we just have to make it all work in a logical fashion and with good routines, so that when we're tired and
so you're saying it's a fairly complex system. You're trying to get a lot of stuff done, but the system, you know, what you're studying, nature, the sea bottom, it's also very complex, right? Weather patterns, it's truly amazingly complex, the whole of it. And you've been working on this all your life. Have you, you know, can you get a good night's sleep every once in a while?
Not at sea, you don't. When you're out there measuring, there is no rest to be had. But it's still exciting. The ocean is beautiful, and anybody who's been out there just wants to go back. But it's very scary to think of the big changes that are going on. We are really changing how the ecosystems are put together and the life they are encountering in terms of their chemical composition of the seawater. So we're performing a huge experiment, not just on the atmosphere we're living in, but also the oceans. So I'm glad to be out there measuring, but it is a bit scary, I have to say.
And this plastic thing, I know you have some equipment to measure plastics of varying sizes. Can you say something about what has been done with regards to studying plastics in the southern hemisphere versus the northern?
Well, the whole plastic program problem is a rather late discovery, and the amount of plastic in the northern hemisphere is much larger because most people live in the northern hemisphere, and so that's where the plastic is released. But there's sizable amounts in the Indian, Atlantic, and Pacific Southern Oceans. Small compared to the north, but still sizable. And they are even a more recent discovery. So we'll be a little bit on virgin terms here. We have a few cruises before that have measured this, but these are basic ground-based measurements.
And normally when scientists go out, they go out in big boats. Is that special types of boats? Are there scientific vessels that go out? Can you say something about, you know, how it is on you mentioned solar powers, that's one difference, but are there other differences than what you're used to?
Well, a research vessel is much more like a normal vessel, although it's equipped with a lot of easy ways to handle large research equipment, and they also have proper laboratories for working on the samples and working on your computers. You know, you're much more protected. It's much more like a normal life. And you have a lot more people to assist you. So there's obviously a huge difference. But on the other hand, there are some good advantages here. We're very near the ocean. We have a lot of time on our hands. and we are so we can get much more higher resolution in the observations than you can normally get with a research ship that travels a lot faster. So plus and minuses.
Yeah. Very good. And so, final question. Are you looking forward to it?
A bit bated breath, I think. yes, of course I am. But right now I'm mostly worried about getting the equipment down to Peru, getting it installed and getting the everything to work. So it's the anticipation is stopping me from really looking forward to it yet. But I'll be there and I'll bring sunscreen and a bathing suit and I'll be in heaven.
Perfect. Thank you so much.